Hello. Robert Kelly. Doing another You Know What Dude podcast. As you can probably tell by now, I forgot the song to the podcast, You Know What Dude, that Joe DeRosa kindly made for me. I forgot the CD at the house. I forgot to fucking drag it onto my computer like an asshole. So I had this CD. This is Mo, a cab driver I met on my little Canadian tour. He took me to the mall. We hung out all day. I took him to breakfast. He's a fucking lunatic. And he had his own CD. Hits from the 40s. And this is it. The fuck? The first time I'm listening to it. Mo the cab driver. So, anyways, let me turn Mo down. I'm in Kansas City right now. I'm sick. I got a fucking bug or whatever the fuck it is. My sinuses are fucked. I've had a runny nose for 3 days now. It started out with just sneezing like an idiot for a whole day. And then it turned into fucking boogie nose. So I've been congested. I'm here in Canada sick in the hotel. The hotel is fucking trash. There's food everywhere. Clothes strewed all over. That's what I do. When I check in a hotel, the Do Not Disturb sign goes on for the duration of my stay. I do not clean my room. I don't get the bed made. I get nothing done. Nothing done to this room. It's a fucking mess. And then the last night, I'll walk around and I'll fucking pick up all my clothes, throw it into the bag, zip it up. I'll pick up all the trash and put it into one corner. And that's it. And then I leave a 20 on the fucking table for the maid. I used to come in and keep it clean as I was going along, and then I was like, fuck this. I don't like the maid coming in. Fucking disturbing my shit. My mess. So I'm here in Kansas City, man. I haven't been here in a while. Kansas City Improv. It's crazy, man. I remember the first time I came to Kansas City, I played actually Stanford and Sons, which was downtown. And I talk about this a lot. It's like the fucking, it was like the Wild West, man, of comedy clubs. I mean, every show, there's something on the internet called The Incident that my web designer made. He went to one of my shows one night, and this lady flipped out. This was a long time ago, my first time in Kansas City. And it's Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas City or whatever the fuck. I don't know how they fucking, I guess they get mad at that shit. And just to let you know, this podcast is going to be all over the place. I'm sick. I've been sleeping all day. Oh, fuck me. So my brain is just defunct, fucked up, and all over the place. So bear with me. Or just shut it off. You can hit fucking stop at any time. But the first time I was here, I guess the host, the shows are fucking real ghetto and redneck. And I remember looking out in the crowd and seeing, like, you know, just black tables of some ghetto motherfuckers, and then just, like, you know, a table, you know, filled with race car shit. They all look, you know, the Eminem jacket and the fucking DuPont hat, all that shit. And it was just crazy. And some lady, I guess the host, fucked with this big black lady, told her to shut the fuck up, and she took a beer stein and threw it at the fucking kid's head, missed him by centimeters, smashed on the brick wall, cut a guy's leg up on the front, his shin, and they dragged her out screaming, "Motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you." And this little thin white fucking white douche as soon as that happened, he's like, "All right, you guys ready for your headliner?" And brought me up. And I remember when I went on stage and fucking dude was bleeding, just sitting there. I'm like, "Dude, you're bleeding." He's like, "It's all right." And I'm like, "Ugh." You know me with my weak stomach. I almost threw up. But last night, I get in, do the show. I'm not feeling too well. Fucking exhausted. And, you know, I mean, a lot of you know I'm on my sixth fat right now. I'm fucking feeling like shit physically, mentally, and spiritually. And this fucking, to get on stage, the crowd's fucking fine. Everybody's cool. But right in the front row, I knew she was going to be a problem. This drunk white chick. And look, everybody has their fucking nemesises. And nemesis, sorry. I know there's somebody who just fucking heard that and was like, "That's not how you say it. You say that." Shut the fuck up. Do I hate people like you? I hate correctors. I'm going to correct you. Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. Anyways, that happens to me, mine, man. She, just this chick, this is the thing that people don't get. Talking at the table to your friend, or whispering in your fucking boyfriend's ear, or fucking talking to your girlfriend and asking her questions, or just repeating the joke after you hear it, or commenting on the joke after every joke, that's fucking heckling too. Because if I hear you talking to your boyfriend in between every joke, every other fucking second or every other minute, I'm fucked. I can't do my jokes. I can't think, talk, and fucking perform the fucking show with someone fucking yapping in the front row. And I told her nicely a fucking bunch of times, "Hey, can you stop talking? I hear you talking. Why do you need to keep talking?" Over and over and over and over. Nobody came up and said nothing. The bouncers, they don't want to come up and fucking, she's right in the front row, and but fuck that. Come up and grab her by the neck and throw her out. I don't give a shit. Then it got to the point where it was like, I just snapped. I was like, "Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up, man." It's boggling, mind-boggling to me that fucking somebody would fucking just go to a live show. It's like, I don't know if they're so used to comedy and it's such a everyday thing that they don't have any respect for it anymore. Or, they don't fucking think it's, as important as the theater or a movie or whatever. But if you're in a fucking movie theater watching a fucking movie that you paid $12 for and some asshole's whispering behind you, you want to fucking kill them. You want to stand up and say, "Shut the fuck up." Same shit. Same shit. That's why I love theaters, because you're sitting next to people you don't know. You're not as comfortable. You're not shit-faced. You don't get to come to the club fucking shit-faced. I don't even know who would go to a fucking comedy show trashed out of your fucking mind. You can't even listen to the fucking jokes. You can't even fucking enjoy yourself. Anyways, I fucking snapped. And then this other girl, the girl got... This is what happens, too. When you tell a girl to shut the fuck up and she doesn't, this is what happens. They usually get sad face. The bouncer came over and told them, "Hey, stop talking. I'm going to throw you out." Finally, they came over. And she gets... Now she sulks. They sulk. That's just a fucking... I don't get to sulk. Guys don't get to sulk. We don't sulk. Shut the fuck up. You either shut the fuck up or you leave. Or you say, "Fuck you." You know what I mean? Guys don't get to sulk. So she sulked. She got a little sad face and maybe mustered up a little glossy eye and made people feel bad for her. And this one girl felt so... "Why don't you leave her alone? That's enough. Go fuck yourself. That's enough." It's like... She's like, "We paid money to fuck..." Good fuck you, dude. You paid money. All right, so you didn't hear her talking. All the people around her could see her visually talking and hear her talking to her boyfriend every fucking other second. And they were turning around. So now it fucks up the people next to them, their show. It fucks their show up because they can't fucking enjoy it. So I'm going to get emails from them. "Yeah, I had a good time. I wish that girl behind me would shut the fuck up because it was aggravating me." So I got into it with this other girl. And she wound up leaving with her boyfriend, which was fantastic. It's great because that tells me one thing. You're not a fan, okay? You just showed up at the club. You're not a real fan of mine. You don't give a fuck. You just showed up for a comedy show, and you feel bad for this young, drunk twat, right? You don't even know what she, you don't even know the fucking, what she did, or if she did, or whatever. Just because you didn't hear it, you saw her sad face, so you want to stick up for another girl. Fuck you. Fuck off. So she left, her boyfriend left, and that, the ones that I yelled at, the girl, she finally shut the fuck up. She sat there with the, I could smell dog shit, but can't, you know, doesn't know where it is face for the rest of the show, which I'm fine with. I don't care. Be miserable. Because it's either I'm going to be miserable or you're going to be miserable. I'd rather have you miserable. That's what I'd rather have. And she'd rather have me miserable. But and her boyfriend stayed too. And her boyfriend was laughing, enjoying himself. I don't know if he's a fucking sociopath or whatever. But they both stayed. And they shut the fuck up. And I didn't say one word to him for the rest of the show. So it's just fucking mind-boggling, man. It's crazy. The fact that people would come to these shows, man, and just treat it with such disrespect, like it ain't shit. You know, doing stand-up comedy is one of the fucking hardest things in the world to do. To get up in front of a room full of people and make them laugh for an hour. That's fucking hard. Okay? I know people, we make it look easy. We make it look easy. And because it looks so easy, first you can think you can do it. And number two, you can it's just like, fuck it. You can deal with it. You know, it's not. It's not. It's fucking hard. And when somebody's talking, whispering, whatever the fuck you're doing, if you don't have complete attention of the crowd, you're fucked. Because then you're thinking about something else other than the fucking shit that's supposed to be coming out of your mouth. So, it was a fucking... Oh, I need to listen to a little Mo right now just to fucking cool me out. Oh, much better. Oh, yeah. So anyways, they left. Another couple left, too, which was great. Two couples walked out, and they were like, fuck that, you know. Which is great. Fuck you. Leave. Fucking leave. You can't handle a little uncomfortable time. You know, you can't handle, you know, it's fine when the monkey boy's up there just fucking making me laugh, but, you know, God forbid things get real a little bit. I thought it was fucking great. I loved every second of it. I'm glad those people left. I don't want you there. I don't want you there if you fucking can't handle it. You know, it's so funny, too, as they get uncomfortable, what the fuck about me? I'm on stage in front of everybody. I gotta deal with this bullshit. But, some guy wrote me tonight on Facebook. It was pretty funny. He was at the show last night. And then these black girls were there. I was talking about this vibrator bit I have, and this black girl actually had the vibrator, took the vibrator out of her purse, this fucking silver bullet attached with a 12-foot cord, extension cord, to like a 9-volt battery. And it was pretty crazy. Some guy wrote me today. It was blood, crying, walking out, vibrators. Welcome to Kansas City. That's exactly true. Kansas City is fucking nuts, man. Oh, shit. I'm just hoping tonight the shows are fucking better. And here's a clue, too. If you're at one of my shows and people are talking and being fucking stupid, you could always say shut the fuck up to them, too. That's always a... I love when the crowd actually says, fuck you. But nobody wants to get stabbed. You know? I get it. But anyways, I'm here in Kansas City. It's, I got tonight two shows, tomorrow two shows, one Sunday, and then I go back, so I'm hoping that it's a little better. Like I said, this is going to be all over the place. I'm going to talk about the UFC this week, a little MMA, Strikeforce last week, and, so a little MMA talk, a little gadget talk, and, a little app talk, man. The new app, let's start out with the app, man. The new app update came out. And if you got it, man, you know, help me spread the word. Tell everybody to get it. I'm trying to get some press on it and stuff like that. I believe that, you know, right now I believe that the website's just fucking dead. You know, the comic website is dead. You know, I think the entertainer's website, nobody goes to anybody's website really anymore. I mean, they go to their Twitter, they go to their Facebook. I mean, it's all right there. You know, why are you going to go to RobertKellyLive.com? It's all the shit, you know, is Facebook and Twitter. I mean, it's all up there. I mean, I think that the app is going to be the new website for entertainers. Everybody has a phone, a smartphone. Everybody's on their phone. And if you go to your phone and fuck around in my app and listen to a podcast or, you know, check out my dates or do some fucking soundboard goofy shit and to your friends or, you know, look, check out the live updates that I think that's where it's going. So I'm predicting right now that comics will still have websites, but more comics going to have apps in the future. I know it crashes a little bit. It's a little fucking heavy, man. I mean, there's a lot of shit that goes into this app. It's a fucking heavy-duty app. These guys really put it together what I wanted, you know. So I know it will get better. You know, we're trying to fix the stuff as we go along here. I know it crashes for some people. The one thing you should do is if you get the app, delete it and go download it fresh. You don't get paid for it. If you're having problems with it, delete it, download it fresh, and you know, it will come up that, you know, you got to buy it, but you don't buy it. It will say you already bought it and you want to download it again and put it on your phone that way. Don't just update it to the new one. Make sure you delete the old one. And some of the 3G phones might have a problem just running it because of the processor. It might be a slower phone, but if you have any problems with it, email me. Or email the guys at 3SD right on the app and let me know, because we'll get on it. Because this one actually fixed a lot of the bugs from the last one, from the emails we got. And we took a lot of your suggestions from the last one to make this one a better version of the app. If you don't, and Android, everybody's bugging me for Android. I don't have the, you know, we're going to try to get the Android app out soon. But a lot of shit goes into these apps, man. It's not like they just have them, you know, build them. You know, there's not a framework that you put this in and just throw my face on it. This was built from scratch, a lot of code. So I'm trying to get the Android one out, too, as soon as possible. But, you know, cut me some slack with that. Like, you know, the things we updated on it were on the live updates. Now there's a refresh button up on the corner, so you'll always have the up-to-date update. You can just hit that refresh button and you're good to go. Another thing, too, is that when you open the app, if I'm at 100 miles of you on one of my tour dates, it's going to give you a pop-up and let you know where I'm at. So then you go to the tour dates and get your tickets. I don't know if you noticed that. So it's pretty badass. So when you open up the app, if I'm within 100 miles, you're going to get a little pop-up letting you know. The Bobcast, we actually fixed. This is what you're listening to right now. So now when you go to the Bobcast, it actually has, a fast forward and a scroll. So you can, you know, if you can't listen to the whole thing, you want to go back to it, you can scroll up the top to where you left off. The last one, you just had to listen to it all the way through. And then if you bailed out on it because you had to go into work, you had to listen to the whole fucking beginning again. We fixed that. We added the media section now. Instead of fan photos, it has the fan photos, but now it has videos. You know, Iraq Werewolf from Coke Logic, Two Girls, One Cup Reaction, all this crazy shit. There's one massage parlor story up there. Norton makes a little cameo. Then the fan photos are up there. And then it has a lot of the long versions of the audio clips from the soundboard. You know, What In My Butt, the Bob Kelly rap, the Metallica stuff, it's, you know, the Titty Mountain Highway. So all that shit is on there, man. The store is a little different, too. We changed that so you can actually pause. You don't have to listen to the whole clip in there. You can pause it. So these guys did a fucking great job on the app. I hope you guys are liking it. If you do, make sure you review it on iTunes and let me know that you like it. I know a lot of fucking hundreds of people bought the fucking thing, so I would love to hear what you think about it. And if you're having problems, again, just delete it, download it again, the fresh version. We've updated it like 3 times, so you might have an older version. And that's about it on that, the app. We're going to kind of keep, I mean, it's pretty much where it's going to be right now. I hope you guys are enjoying it. If you guys have any videos, man, you take of me and you, or just you being a goofball or whatever, send it to me because I'll throw it up on the app. I'll put it out there for everybody to check out. So now let's go over the fucking the fights this week, man. Pretty interesting shit. I mean, the card isn't filled with fucking, like, you know, a lot of UFC cards are like, oh my god, you know, every fight on there is fucking crazy. I mean, this one isn't, you know, doesn't have, I mean, the main event is the big fight, and that's about it, but all the other fights are fucking great fights. I mean, UFC doesn't fuck around, and I'm glad Showtime actually picked up on that. Last week, Showtime's fight was pretty fucking great. I mean, that was a great card. And all the fights were great. I mean, what is it? 3 knockouts? I think something like that. Elite. XE. But, yeah, it was pretty goddamn good, man. Last week's Showtime card. Hang on one second here while I look this up. It's a lot easier when I... Strikeforce was fucking pretty badass last week. Yeah, we, last week, I mean, Dan Henderson, that fucking right, he's got is, oh man, he throws that with so fast and hard, knocked the fuck out of Babalu. It was crazy, fucking crazy, crazy, great fights, I love them all. Robbie Lawler was fucking great. It was just fucking unbelievable. I'll let you know some of my favorite places to go on the internet is MMAfighting.com, Ariel Helwani. It's fucking great. Mike Straka has great fucking interviews on his show. Also, I go to another website I go to is MMATKO.com and lowkick.com. Three or four of my favorite places to go for MMA fucking videos and all that shit and, you know, updates and what the fuck happened at the fights. Those are three great fights, fighting websites that I go to. But right now, Strikeforce last week was great, man. Fucking great bouts. A lot of great knockouts. I just wish they put on more fights. Like, the UFC puts on fucking so many fights. There's a fight every other weekend in the UFC. And it's never a shit card. There's so many fighters out there now. And, again, when I talk about this stuff, I'm talking as a fan. I'm not an expert. I know very little about the sport. I know enough to get me by. You know, I know that some people think that I'm a Rob knows a lot about MMA. I know as much as the average motherfucker. I am coming from a fan perspective with all this shit. All my fight picks, I'm learning about the sport too. So I just love it. I love it. And this week, man, George St. Pierre and Koscheck, I can't wait for this fight. You know, I was really getting fed up with George St. Pierre and, you know, he's just bringing people down and staying on top, and every fight was the same fucking fight, man. It was like he just double-legged and fucking took him down and lied on top of him and scored points. It was kind of fucking boring. It just, you don't want to see a champion fight the same fight 3 times in a row, you know? And I think this one, I don't think he's going to have the chance to do that. You know, Koscheck is a wrestler, too. Hopefully this time he can avoid the takedown, unlike last time. Hopefully he fucking got that back together so he can stand up a little bit. And, you know, I think Koscheck is a different fighter now, too. I watched the countdown, UFC countdown. It was a great countdown this last week. If you didn't catch it, go to UFC.com. You can watch it on there. Great countdown. One of my favorite shows that they put on. The countdown to the UFC fights. It was really fucking good, and I'm looking forward to Stevenson and Danzig. I like Danzig. He's a little fucking nuts. I remember him on the show, but they were both on the show different years, but it's gonna be fun to see where Stevenson's at. I've always liked him. He's a solid fighter. I hope he. I hope he wins. I hope Stevenson wins. I like Danzig, but I hope Stevenson wins. I'd love to see him back in the mix. And then they have the Pitbull, Alves and Howard. That's going to be a great fight. Everybody's picking Alves to win, but I don't know, man. You know? I mean, he was the motherfucker until St. Pierre fucking beat him. And then he kind of lost his mojo. So I'm hoping maybe he gets his mojo back. Strav and McCorkle. This fucking guy, Jesus Christ, this guy is, I don't know how tall this guy is. What is he fucking, what is he, 6'11"? The guy's 6'11". What the fuck, man? You should be like, it's just a giant, this tall, thin, giant motherfucker. I don't know, it's going to be a good fight, man. These guys are fucking pretty badass. I think, Stefan is, I don't know, I think they're gearing this guy up to be the next guy. They want to hear this guy in the mix, probably because he's so tall and, you know, his physical look is just entertaining. I don't know. But he's a pretty tough fighter too, man. He's a pretty badass, so I'm thinking he's going to win. I'm going to pick, Jesus Christ, I want to pick Koscheck, but I don't think it's going to happen. I was watching George St. Pierre, and he's fucking, he went to friggin' Thailand. Where'd he go? No, he went to, where the fuck is, he went Pacquiao from, where the fuck is, oh, the Philippines. Went to the Philippines to train with Pacquiao for a minute, and work on his striking. Man, some crazy shit. And he goes to New York. He goes all over the fucking place to get better. And, you know, so a lot of times guys become champ and they just continue doing what they're doing. And, you know, they dance it with Broadham. But, you know, St. Pierre seems to fucking, you know, stay hungry. It seems like he's still trying to become better at everything. And he's the champ. So I don't know if Koscheck's going to have enough to beat him. And I know it's going to be in Montreal. And I tell you what, if Koscheck beats him up in Montreal and knocks him the fuck out, oh my God, that place is going to fucking, it's not going to be dead silent. It's going to erupt. It's going to be fucking anarchy. I don't think that if he knocks him the fuck out, I don't think it's going to, I don't think it's going to be dead silence. I know you're going to hear a whisper. It's going to be nuts. I would like to pick Koscheck, but I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm going to go St. Pierre. I'm going to pick Stefan to win. And then I'm going to pick, I think Jim Miller is going to win the next fight over Charles Oliveira. All these names are so funny. I'm going to take Joe Stevenson to win too. And I'm going to take Alvarez. I'm going to take him to win. So those are my picks for the UFC. Again, I'm not going to be able to watch it because I'm going to be doing shows here in Kansas City. So I'm going to try to get it on the computer if I can. But those are my picks for this weekend. I'm really looking forward to this fight. This St. Pierre Koscheck fight. And it's weird too because, you know, they put on so many fights. I never think that I'm going to be, you know, when the first they announced this and they were going to be coaches, I was like, I don't want to see that fight. It doesn't excite me, but they got me. I'm excited to see this fight. I'm really fucking excited to see who wins this fight. I just hope it's not a boring fight. I hope both of them come in to win. And it's, you know, just a fucking exciting, crazy, fucking five-round, crazy fucking battle. Because if it's, you know, takedown, lie on top, fucking blah, 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 it's just going to suck. It really is going to suck. But again, you know, that's what you do when you fight. You fucking have a strategy, and maybe it's taking them down and scoring points and keeping the belt. I'm more of a fan of, you know, fuck it. Throw shit against the wall and fucking see if you can knock him out. Or tap him out. But that's a very, I know it's a very childish way to look at the fights. But that's about it with that, man. Again, you know, this fucking guy I'm following, I just love this guy, let me find him here. Where is he? And this, I watch everything this fucking guy does. I watch everything. Oh, yeah, Paul Daly, too, man. Paul Daly, fuck. Kind of sucks, man, that he... I mean, his knockout was fucking great. It kind of sucks that he's not in the UFC. And he lost his shit and pulled that fucking punch on Koscheck. But, goddamn, Koscheck... What the fuck? You know, he was talking in his ear the whole fight. And he lost the fucking match because Koscheck took him down and held him there. And, you know, that shit dummy motherfucker. Because I'd love to see Daly... I'd love to see Daly fight... St. Pierre. That would be a great fight. But he looked great last week. I mean, was it a fucking minute 20 in? He fucking knocked him out. Jesus, that'd be... I'd love to see him in the UFC. I wonder if a lot of these guys are going to go to the UFC. I wonder how much they pay in the UFC, what the difference is between the UFC pay and their contracts as opposed to Strikeforce. I know you don't fight as much in Strikeforce. I know UFC has so many fights every fucking other weekend. I don't know. But Alistair Overeem is probably one of my favorite fighters to kind of keep track of. You guys probably know who he is, but he's fucking, he's a monster. He's a fucking monster. And I would love, he's over at the fucking Strikeforce, but I'd love to see, him in the UFC. I think he would be a great fucking heavyweight champion. I think he'd come in and destroy Brock. I think he'd take out Kane. I think he'd take them all out. I love him. I like him actually better than Fedor. And hopefully he winds up fighting Fedor over in Strikeforce. I hope that happens. That'd be a great fight. Oh my God, would that be great. But anyways, that's about it, man. Those are my picks. I'm picking St. Pierre. I'm picking Stefan. I'm picking Miller. I'm picking Stevenson. And I'm picking Alves for the fights. All the rest of them, there's a bunch more fights, but I'm not going to get into it. I'm real looking forward to it. It's going to be a badass fucking weekend, so... Email me your... not email me. From the app, you can email me or tweet me or whatever. Your picks. I'd like to fucking hear you guys think you're going to win. And my picks are always wrong. If you're betting money, please don't use my picks. If you're putting money on these fights, don't... I'm wrong. Even though the last fight, I was 75% right. I think I'm getting better. Because I'm trying to pick more from actual, if they're good or not. Like, I'm trying to watch footage of them and keep up on them. And instead of just like, I like that guy because he has a six-pack. He looks more in shape. What else we got coming up? Some tech shit, man. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a fucking nerd. I have all the gadgets. I have all the newest of everything. That's kind of my thing. I don't drink. I don't use drugs. I don't bang hookers anymore. So I pretty much buy all the new gadgets, all the new. I have, you know, two iPads. I have the fucking Apple TV, all the little accoutrements that go with them. A couple of things that I just got. I just got the Apple TV, the new one, which is great. If you have an iPad or an iPhone, you should have an Apple TV. It's $100. It hooks right into your TV. It's fucking great because whatever's on your phone or your iPad, you know, video wise or music wise or computer wise, even if you have a Mac, I have a Mac too, a MacBook, you can just toss it right onto your TV, which is great when you're in bed. And I got, you know, one of my favorite shows is Psych on USA. I don't know if you, it's a corny show. I love it. It's one of my favorite fucking shows on TV. I've watched every episode fucking three times, all five seasons. But, you know, when I'm in bed and I can just literally push the button and it goes right to my TV. Plus, it has Netflix right on it. iTunes right on it. You can rent movies right off it. It has radio on it, like Pandora. YouTube's on it. You have everything right on your TV now. So you're in bed, you can fuck around on YouTube. You can fuck around on Netflix. Right in the fucking, on both of my TVs, upstairs and down, I have it. It's one of the best little gadgets, little fucking unnecessary gadgets I've bought in a while. And it's only $100. It's a little fucked up because the new one, you can't buy the movie and have it. You can only rent it, which is a little fucked up, but, you know, you can still go buy that shit on your computer or your iPad and have it, and then just shoot it over to your computer. So you can still buy the shit and watch it on your TV. Just do it on your computer or iPad. But I just read today that the iPad 2 is coming out, and it has two cameras, a better display, so I'll be getting that. Because I think the iPad should have a camera, at least on the front. I don't know why they put a camera on the back of the iPad. Who gives a fuck? I don't know. You're going to walk around with an iPad taking photos when you're on vacation. But I think it's coming out early next year with a rear-facing camera and a front-facing camera. And, I mean, that'd be great. I'd love to fucking have that. So that's about it, man. I mean, as far as gadgets, one of my favorite sites is Gizmodo.com. I know you guys probably know this shit, but it's one of my favorite sites. There's a bunch of shit up there. These are my three favorite sites I go to. I go to Gizmodo.com. I go to GawkerTV.com. Gawker is just fucking tabloid video bullshit, which is fucking one of my favorites. And I go to Clitty.com for porn. Clitty.com is the fucking... Patrice turned me onto it. Patrice always has the best porn sites all the fucking time. And he turned me onto it. It's a great, great fucking site. So those are my three favorite websites that I go to at least 4 or 5 times a day. I usually only go to Clitty once a day because after I dump, I'm done. I'm one and done. These guys who fucking can jerk off 2-3 times in a day or have sex and then, you know, come and then fuck again in 10 minutes, you're superheroes to me. I don't know how you do it. Sex is a fucking... I dump and I'm done. It's over. So I go to that site once a day. I got some big news coming out, hopefully. Some cool shit happening. I can't really tell you about it now because it's not... hasn't come to fruition. But as soon as I can, I'll let you know. But some really good shit. Other than that, I'm going on vacation Tuesday. I'm gone. I'm going to Aruba. I go to Aruba every year. 10 days before Christmas, I usually head out. And I come home on Christmas Eve. I used to come home a week before Christmas, but it would ruin the vacation. I would be fucking in some Target or fucking Old Navy arguing with my wife. Just get her a fucking hat. Who gives a fuck? So now we come home a day before Christmas. And, go right to the families, and I'm not stressed out at all. I suggest that to anybody. Take a vacation before Christmas. I want to get her to fucking actually stay through Christmas 1 year. I will get that to happen. Not that I have anything against Christmas, but it's just this most stressful, you know, October. Every year my mother's on Christmas. We're never doing this again. This is too much pressure. This isn't about fucking gifts and blah, blah, blah. It's about, you know, celebrating time together and Jesus's birthday and, you know, next year we're just going to have dinner and where everybody's like, fine, great, that's awesome. Let's just do that. That's what everybody wants. And then every year she fucking, what do you want for Christmas? I thought we weren't doing that. So now, you know, October 1st, it's like, what do you want for Christmas? So she's been calling me every week. I usually just tell her a sweater. She got me the worst sweater ever. It's literally, it looks mesh. It's not even like white or, it's not white or tan, it's like dog puke. That's the color. Like, you ever see a dog puke? That fucking whitish, yellowy, fucking tan? It's that color. And it's mesh. If I put it on without a shirt under it, my nipples pop out. I still have it. I'll put it on and take a picture of it and post it on the app so you guys can see it. It's the fucking most atrocious sweater ever. It's like the first sweater ever made. Like, the first time somebody learned how to crochet, that was the first sweater. And I have it. But anyways, I'm going to Aruba next week. I can't fucking wait. I'm sick now. I'm trying to get rid of this fucking goddamn bullshit, but it's fucking, somebody gave it to me. Some douchebag who's sick and walked around. If you're sick, stay the fuck home. If you're coming to the show this weekend, don't touch me. I'm sick. I'll let you know right now. I'm sick. Yes, and I'm smoking. But I don't know, dude. This fucking podcast, I just wanted to do one. I'm in my hotel. I'm lonely. It's 5:40. They're picking me up in a little while to do two shows. I've been sleeping all day. And I don't know. This is a fucking pretty lame podcast. But some of these are going to suck. And some of them are going to be good. But what the fuck are you doing? You're listening to my podcast, so you can't be that fucking busy to fucking actually push play on this thing. So that's it. Bob Kelly, you know what, dude, podcast. All by myself. Is over.